A note on gender identities. DK recognizes all gender identities and acknowledges that the sex someone was assigned at birth based on their sexual organs may not align with their own gender identity. People may self-identify as any gender or no gender, including but not limited to that of a cis or trans woman, that of a cis or trans man, or of a non-binary person. As gender language and its use in our society evolves, scientific and medical communities continue to reassess their own phrasing. Most of the studies referred to in this book use women to describe people whose sex was assigned as female at birth and men to describe people whose sex was assigned as male at birth. This audiobook comes with a PDF download that has lots of useful diagrams and illustrations. I'll let you know when it's time to take a look at it. Introduction. Your brain is a glorious, mysterious marvel. But what if you could unlock a bit of that mystery? In this audiobook, you'll plumb the electric depths of neurons firing, discover what's different about left-handed people's brains, and uncover a possible link between hormones and fighting Alzheimer's disease decades before the disease shows up. Don't feel that you need to listen to the audiobook in order. Let your curiosity lead you to whatever section piques your interest. No organ is more personal than your brain. Despite a shared outer world, we all think, act, and feel surprisingly differently. Why? Because our brains have created different inner worlds. In fact, our lived experiences create patterns of neural connections that are more unique than our fingerprints. This book guides you towards your brain's healthy, unique potential. Consider a moment when you were your most vibrant, your sharpest, your most generous, best self. How did it happen? And how might you unlock more moments like it? If you were ever puzzled at why you made a certain choice or wonder how happy you really are, you can thank or blame your brain. No other organ so profoundly affects how you work, study, play, or relate to others. It is the command center of your consciousness. Let this book be your guide to unlocking it. We are living through a revolution in neuroscience and brain health, just in time, because we are also experiencing a global mental and brain health crisis. Nearly 1 billion people suffered from a mental disorder in 2019. In 2022, the World Health Organization issued a position paper on optimizing brain health. Thankfully, virtual reality is now helping treat phobias and anxieties. Genome sequencing has detected disease-causing genes for many disorders. Telepsychiatry is providing far broader access to therapy, including previously underserved groups. Smartphones and wearables are being used to track patterns and triggers, such as sleep, mood, and movement for mental health. They offer mindfulness apps and healthy habit reminders, too. It seems like every day I read about something related to brains in the news. The media is covering the wave of young people struggling with loneliness. Or people are worrying about whether we have all developed ADHD collectively, as distracting and pervasive as our phones and social media have become. Outside the news, people keep telling me about the fear and uncertainty they feel when a friend or family member is diagnosed with a brain health issue. Everything from learning differences to tremors. Many are just puzzled by their own brain's productivity ups and downs. So much in life is outside our control. Yet, better brain health makes everything else easier. Inside this audiobook, you'll find more than just the essentials to better understanding your brain. You'll find quick, evidence-based practices you can start today. Additional tools and hacks can be found at my website, ericker.com. I'll be delighted to hear what your brain finds most interesting as it learns about itself. So let me know. I'm Elizabeth R. Ricker. Chapter 1, What's Inside Your Head? How do we know what we know about the brain? From what keeps you breathing to what keeps life worth living, neuroscientists claim that your brain is composed of